Oh, we're in Pea Ridge, Arkansas. We're walking up to our tornado shelter. It's a FEMA building. It was a match grant.
Keith Martin is principal of Pea Ridge Primary School, as well as district safety officer, so was in charge of coordinating the construction of this community safe shelter just south of the high school on campus.
As far as accessibility goes, the school district has priority, of course, during the school days when school's in session, but when on non-school hours, the community it has opportunity to it as well. But I want to stress, during the school day, we just make sure that the kids are loaded in, and then the public's welcome to come in as well.
The heavy-duty concrete bunker remains locked at all times until a tornado siren sounds, which automatically unlatches it. But this afternoon, Keith Martin uses keys.
Okay.
Wow.
Now,
it's dark.
Oh, give me a second.
Oh.
Now, there is going to be a huge echo in here.
It's all right, because it's a big tornado shelter, a storm shelter.
Yes, ma'am. It's 5,000 square feet. It's rated for 864 people. It can withstand sustained winds of 250 miles an hour. We're very fortunate that we have its gas generator back up and everything, so it can serve multi-purposes for multiple critical incidents if we needed it to.
The community storm shelter is part of the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management Safe Room Shelter Program operated by FEMA. This is the only shelter like it in Northwest Arkansas to withstand an EF5 twister.
We've actually had it open 3 times over the past 2 years to already have, you know, when the tornado sirens have gone off. We've had 1 time this year, and then we had 2 times after the Joplin tornado. After the Joplin tornado, I would estimate we had 250, 300 people in here. The one we had at the end of February, we probably had about 40 people utilize the shelter.
What possessions can people bring here to protect their favorite things?
Well, that's one of the issues that we've dealt with, is we've grown through it. We require minimal personal possessions to come in. I mean, you can't bring suitcases full of stuff or anything, but we do ask that you bring, you know, minimal items into the building, because as soon as the tornado warning has expired, we're going to close the shelter down.
The school district, back in 2009, under former Superintendent Van Dyke and the school board, pursued the grant to build this shelter.
Let's see, the total cost of the building was about $1.1 million. I believe the school district's contribution was 6.25%. The state's contribution was 6.25%. And the federal government's was about 88%.
Inside the bunker, it's cool on this balmy spring day, the walls and floors painted gray with a yellow-striped walking route connecting 2 exterior doors.
I am considered the manager in charge of the facility. This will allow me, if I have a lot of people in here, that I or EMS services can get from door to door easily in the building, because we will not want people inside the marked hallway or the marked easement way. So it's just for organizational purposes.
And the bunker is designed for various emergency management situations.
A perfect example could be, this could be used as a warming shelter if we ever had a significant ice storm come in, because we are a natural gas backup generator and everything. And so we can run lights, heat, and air as long as we have natural gas coming into the building.
Pea Ridge, population 4,794, is located high on a plateau in Benton County, which has seen its share of twisters in recent years. Pea Ridge Mayor Jackie Crabtree.
I know we did have one. We were using one church basement at one time, but that church no longer is using that building, so we no longer have access to that. We are so fortunate that the school district worked on this, got this, and are willing to share with the community. It's fantastic.
The public does not undergo any tornado drills at this bunker, but students do 4 times a year.
Because we have to have so much leeway, knowing that a storm's coming, to evacuate the buildings here. And it takes us around 10 minutes to evacuate the primary school and the middle school together.
Do
you feel confident in that? That's going to be plenty of time. Do you feel good that you'll be?
Can we do it in 10 minutes? Oh yes, ma'am. Without a doubt, we can evacuate both buildings and have everyone in here within a 10-minute window.
Mayor Crabtree said during the first tornado drill, when all the students were settled in, he offered them a one-time opportunity to echo the chamber, likely quelling any fears. In a phone conversation, State Emergency Management Public Information Officer Tommy Jackson said the community shelter program is so popular that funding has been obligated through 2012. In addition, more than 66 community safe rooms have been constructed through FEMA's Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, providing shelter to more than 100,000 children, teachers, and local residents. Some are multi-use, libraries, computer rooms, or gyms, for example. A $1 million grant-funded safe room is currently being constructed at a high school in Bologna, where a tornado struck last year, killing 5 people. Most recently, Marion School District received a $1 million grant to build a freestanding shelter like this one in Pea Ridge to accommodate 1,000 people. The Arkansas Mitigation Branch also has a program that provides rebates to residents who've installed storm shelters and safe rooms in their homes. To date, more than $17 million have been dispensed to 17,000 Arkansans, and that fund is also currently tapped out. The program has provided a boost to vendors like Sharon and Jeff Boyette of SureSafe Tornado Shelters, LLC. They are one of 2 local companies to sell and install residential in-ground storm shelters. The Boyettes have a demo at their house in the garage. To get into it, you simply slide open the top.
Just use the handrail, and it just slides back.
Oh, pushes it open.
And so then it just goes in there for a handrail.
To hold on to. Uh-huh. So describe the dimensions of the shelter.
This one is a large shelter, and it's 3 foot wide by 4.5 foot deep, and it's 8 foot long.
Can we walk down into
it?
Oh,
yes. Oh, yes. Okay. Watch the last step because it's bigger than the other ones.
And the stairs are carpeted.
Yeah.
That prevents...
last step. It's a
It's deep. Ah, okay. I'll probably sit down. Oh, you're already sitting. It's cool down in here.
And the benches themselves, you can put them on this side, but for us, there's just 4 of us and a dog, so we put the benches together. Mm-hmm. That gives us one comfortable bench and a lot more leg room.
What occasions have you used the shelter?
We were actually in it, it seems like December, when we had that last tornado warning in December, we were in it. And then 2 weeks ago, we had the warning. My wife came out, opened it up, got the light turned on and everything, and was going to wake up the kids. But at that point, it passed through and went south of us. And so we've never ridden out and hopefully never will ride out a tornado in here. But it's very good as far as peace of mind for it.
A battery-operated exhaust fan and light whirs above us. Otherwise, the shelter's empty.
A lot of people will store valuable things and use it kind of as a safe type of thing, valuable papers. But generally, what we recommend is water and a whistle. Even though your cell phones work and everything like that, if you've got a whistle, then it just, you know, gives you something a little bit louder, you know, if everything falls down on top of you.
Several national tornado records were broken last year, including the most twisters in 1 month, 750 in April, and the greatest daily total, 200, on April 27th. According to the National Weather Service, 3,260 tornadoes occurred May 2011, with 178 fatalities, 158 of those in Joplin, Missouri, struck by an EF5 tornado. That's when Shannon and Jeff Boyette decided to install a tornado shelter in their garage.
Mainly because we didn't want to have to go out in the weather when, you know, a bad storm was coming. And so, you know, so we started looking at models that go in the garage. Well, you have safe rooms that sit above ground that are bolted to the thing, but they take up so much room, and we just don't have the kind of room that takes. So that's why it led us to this type of shelter, because it is designed to still be parked over. It takes up no room, During storm season, you just pull your car as far forward as it goes, and you've got to have basically 3 foot between the bumper and the garage door, and then the lid slides back on itself, so you've got the steep stairs that come down into the shelter.
The Boyettes sell and install the brand Smart Shelter, fabricated in Oklahoma City.
It's the number one selling shelter in America. It's 10-gauge steel, and the lids are quarter-inch steel. When we go in, we come in with a concrete saw, and we cut out, you know, a hole that's basically 3 foot by 8 foot on this model. And then we excavate it out, you know, five foot deep. Then we set the steel shelter down in the ground, and then we completely surround it with quickcrete. So it's a steel shelter and then completely surrounded with quickcrete.
That stabilizes the shelter, which lies flush and lipped to the concrete pad. Installation takes about 6 hours, including cleanup. It's small enough for any car to straddle, so it takes no space in the garage. The medium model is at $5,000 installed, the larger $500 more, which covers purchase and installation and any necessary permits required by most municipalities to alert emergency managers. The Boyettes have sold 30 shelters so far. Advertising is primarily word of mouth, and business is good. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.